The tweet that started VibeChopper, Constantine, Diffusion Studio, and the first reply. VibeChopper started as a reply to Constantine Paulus's tweet about Diffusion Studio, YCF24, a founder's note on the open source repo that became the first commit of our chat-driven editor. 1. The reply. A year and change ago, on a night I don't remember the date of, but remember the feeling of, I was scrolling through tweets about open source video tools. 1. The reply. A guy named Constantine Paulus posted about a project called Diffusion Studio. The pitch was simple, a browser-based video editor. No download, no plugin, no 5GB install, open source. Web codecs under the hood. You could load it in a tab. 1. The reply. I read the tweet twice. I clicked through to the repo. I read the README. I went back to the tweet. And I replied with something like, 1. The reply. What if this, but you could just talk to it? 1. The reply. I've searched my own timeline and I can't surface the exact wording. Twitter search is unkind to older replies. But the shape of the reply is what I remember. Because I remember the next morning, when I sat down at my keyboard and opened a new repo, and the first commit of what would eventually become VibeChopper was a stub of a file that said, //chat to tool call to timeline. 1. The reply. That reply was the first commit. The repo just wasn't open yet. 1. The reply. I want to write this post the way I'd want someone to write about me if I were on the other side of it. Specific, grateful, honest about where the projects diverge. 2. Who Constantine is. Constantine Paulus is a software engineer based in San Francisco. His GitHub handle is K9P5. His bio reads, plainly, Chief Idea Guy at Diffusion Studio, YCF24. 4 pinned repos under the Diffusion Studio organization, all the work of someone who builds in public. 2. Who Constantine is. Before Diffusion Studio, Constantine worked on signal processing devices for a large German manufacturer. When WebGPU shipped in browsers, he started building tools that used it. The kind of engineer who watches a new browser API land and immediately asks, what does this make newly possible? Most of us read the changelog and move on. He read the changelog and started a company. 2. Who Constantine is. Diffusion Studio was accepted into Y Combinator's Fall 2024 batch, YCF24. The YC company page lists the batch and Constantine's own bio repeats it. The company is based in San Francisco and was founded in 2023. 2. Who Constantine is. I won't pretend I know him. We've exchanged a handful of replies, never had a call. But I've read enough of his code to know the shape of his thinking. He builds primitives. He documents them carefully. He picks the boring and correct technology, web codecs, TypeScript, a permissive license, over the flashy and fragile. He doesn't oversell. That's a rare combination, and a generous one, because primitives are what other people get to build on. 3. What Diffusion Studio actually is. I want to be precise here, because writing about other people's projects often flattens them into whatever the writer wants to talk about next. I don't want to do that. 3. What Diffusion Studio actually is. Diffusion Studio is a browser-based video creation engine. The flagship repo, Diffusion Studio /core, is a fast browser-based video compositing engine powered by web codecs, written in TypeScript, 0.2k stars, 136 forks, 179 commits. 3. What Diffusion Studio actually is. Concretely, it gives a developer the primitives to build their own timeline-based media application in the browser. Declarative compositions, layering, transitions, keyframe animations, text and captions, audio processing, hardware accelerated rendering via web codecs.
The hard parts, encoder, decoder, timeline math, canvas to frame mapping, are done. 3. What Diffusion Studio actually is. There's a second repo worth calling out, Diffusion Studio /agent, an agentic video editing framework at around 246 stars. That one is closer in shape to where my own thinking went next. Constantine and I are clearly thinking about adjacent problems from adjacent angles. More on that in section 5. 3. What Diffusion Studio actually is. Studio, professional-grade video editing in your browser. The consumer-facing application built on top of the open-source engine, worth using on its own. 3. What Diffusion Studio actually is. Diffusion Studio did a show HN titled, A Pure TypeScript Library for Editing Videos in the Browser. The top-of-thread reactions were the right ones, real engineers asking sharp questions about codec coverage and shared array buffer headers. Constantine answered them. 4. The bet that became VibeChopper. So what was my reply, actually? The what if you could just talk to it reply. What did I think I was suggesting? 4. The bet that became VibeChopper. Constantine had built the room, a whole video editor in a browser tab, no install. It was a good room. You could walk into it and edit a video. 4. The bet that became VibeChopper. But the room still had the same furniture every editor has had for 30 years. A timeline, a media bin, a razor tool, a keyboard shortcut you had to learn. You walked in, you sat down, you did the work the way humans have done it since Avid shipped in 1989. 4. The bet that became Vibe Chopper. My reply was a question about furniture. What if the primary surface of the room wasn't a timeline at all? What if it was a chat? What if you walked in, said, trim the first 5 seconds of the cold open, hold on her face when she laughs, drop a lower third when the founder introduces herself, and the room cut the video? 4. The bet that became Vibe Chopper. That was the bet. Build the new way of being in the room. The timeline doesn't go away. It's still there underneath, the way a code editor doesn't go away when you use cursor. It stops being the primary surface. The primary surface is the directing voice in your head, finally talking to the timeline directly. 4. The bet that became Vibe Chopper. I didn't have a name for it for a long time. I rewrote it 3 or 4 times. The first version had no AI in it at all, just a structured input form that pretended to be chat. The second had a real LLM but no tool calls, so it could describe an edit but not make one. The third version is roughly what shipped. Frame aware, transcript aware, tool calling, receipts on every cut. 4. The bet that became Vibe Chopper. The product is called Vibe Chopper now. The mascot is Garlis. The chat is the front door. The timeline is still in the back, because anything that pretends a timeline isn't necessary is lying to you about how editing works. 4. The bet that became Vibe Chopper. But the front door is a conversation, and the conversation started with a reply. 4. The bet that became Vibe Chopper. 5. Where the projects overlap. Here's the part where I want to be careful, because it's easy, when you're writing about your own thing, to make it sound like everything else in the space is somehow not as good. I'm not going to do that. 5. Where the projects overlap. Diffusion Studio and Vibe Chopper overlap in 3 big ways. 5. Where the projects overlap. Browser first. Both are committed to the idea that the browser is the right place for a modern video editor, not a desktop install, not a phone app pretending to be a desktop. Constantine made the bet a year and change before I did. He was right. We followed. 5. Where the projects overlap. Web codecs has the foundation.
When you build a browser video editor, you either fight the platform or you ride it. Web codecs is the platform riding. Diffusion Studio Core is built on it. So is the rendering layer of Vibe Chopper. Different code, same instinct. Where the projects overlap. Frame aware. Both projects treat individual frames as first-class objects. Most legacy NLEs treat frames as a consequence of clips. Modern browser editors treat them as the unit. That's a real shift, and it's a shift Diffusion Studio articulated before I did. Where the projects overlap. There's a fourth overlap, open source instinct. Vibe Chopper's product code isn't open source, but the harness and tool call protocol around our chat-driven editor are documented in public in our developer blog. The instinct to show your work is part of why both projects exist. Where the projects diverge. Now the honest part. Where the projects diverge. Diffusion Studio is an SDK for builders. Vibe Chopper is a chat-driven product for creators. That's the cleanest way to say it, and it's the way both of us, I think, would describe the difference. Where the projects diverge. If you're a developer who wants to build your own browser video tool, your own niche editor for podcast guests, your own social video composer, your own templated wedding clip generator, Diffusion Studio Core is what you reach for. You import the modules, you wire up the timeline, you decide what the UI looks like. The engine sits under your application the way a database sits under a website. It's assumed to be touched by an engineer. Where the projects diverge. If you're a creator who wants to make a cut tonight, a person with footage, a deadline, and a tired wrist, Vibe Chopper is what you reach for. You open a tab, you drag in your shoot, you type, make a 60-second highlight reel of the best moments and add a lower third on the founder. You watch the timeline build itself. You direct, you don't edit. The chat is the surface, the timeline is the consequence. Where the projects diverge. 2 different products, 2 different audiences, 2 different success metrics. It's not. It's an engine, a good engine, and dozens of builders should be using it directly because their product idea isn't Vibe Chopper. Constantine's audience is the people who would, in another era, have built on AV Foundation or FFmpeg. He gave them a browser-native equivalent. Where the projects diverge. Vibe Chopper's audience is downstream. We're the people who don't want to build the editor. We just want the cut to be done by midnight. Where the projects diverge. There's a real divergence in what we're each chasing next. Studio describes combining the spatial freedom of a design tool with the precision of a modern NLE. That's a beautiful direction, and it's not ours. We're going deeper into chat,
every panel collapsible, every tool call documented, every cut explainable in plain English. Two shapes of the future of editing, both real. Open source gratitude. I want to end with the part that doesn't get said often enough in our corner of the industry. Every product is standing on someone's shoulders. Pretending otherwise is a small lie a lot of founders tell because they're afraid the size of their own contribution will be measured against the size of the giants beneath them. It's a bad lie. It makes the industry meaner than it needs to be. And it makes us forget the people whose generosity is the only reason any of this exists. VibeChopper is standing on a lot of shoulders. Chrome and Firefox shipped web codecs. The TypeScript team built the language. React built the UI primitives.
The transformer architecture and the public model weights came from a research lineage I had nothing to do with. And on the video editing in the browser side specifically, Constantine Paulus and the Diffusion Studio team built the proof that this was even possible. They open sourced their work. They documented it. They answered questions on Hacker News. They made me feel like the bet I was making that you could put a chat panel on top of a browser editor and the whole thing would still be fast and correct was a bet worth making. 7. Open source gratitude. I owe them. Saying I owe them is just the correct thing to do. Not in a way that diminishes what we did on top, in a way that names the part we didn't do. 7. Open source gratitude. So, thank you, Constantine. Thank you to whoever else is on the Diffusion Studio team, for taking the time to respond to a stranger's reply, for keeping the door open. We built a different product. We built it because you built the room. 7. Open source gratitude. If you're reading this and you're a builder, go look at diffusionstudio.com/core. Star it, fork it, build on it. The license is permissive, the code is good. You will build a different product than VibeChopper, and that's the point. Open source primitives are how you get a generation of products instead of one. 7. Open source gratitude. If you're a creator, open VibeChopper. The product the reply built is finally the product I imagined that night. You don't have to know how the room was built to use it. You just have to walk in and start talking. 7. Open source gratitude. The reply was the first commit. The repo was the foundation. Everything since has been carrying water for a bet we made on a tweet a year and change ago, when somebody else built the room and somebody else asked what would happen if you talked to it. 7. Open source gratitude. We're still finding out. 7. Open source gratitude. - Steve.